game. 4 points separate these two teams as they battle for third place in the OUA. And out-of-town scores, York, to their credit, has put up a touchdown and a two-point conversion to make it a three-point ball game in Guelph, 20-17. Carlton and Mack, as best as I can tell, are still tied at 25. Laurier is cruising in Western. This would be the first home loss for the Mustangs in 10 seasons as they trail by 26 against the top team in the country. And Queens trails by 4 against the fourth place Lancers here at homecoming. Third quarter brought to you by the Alumni Review. Screen from Vrake and to Falcone, and Falcone, another drop. Number 16, Nathan Falcone. Wasn't the best throw, admittedly, but he's really struggling here today. I'm not sure if it's they're just out of rhythm. I'm not sure if it's just the constant pressure, but something is disrupting this Queens offense. Second and 10 from Vraken. Under pressure again. Going to throw that one incomplete. Two and out. As the Gales have not been the better team today, folks. That's just simply the reality. Windsor has played their game and played it well. And we have a minute to go in our third quarter, and it's still a four-point deficit. As Matt Driver will come on to punt this one away. Number 17 joined the team last year after transferring from varsity soccer. And that is a beautiful high-arcing punt that will be caught. Actually fumbled! And it's still loose! And the Gales may have recovered that inside the five. We are waiting to see. It was fumbled. Oh, Windsor does pick it up. But it was fumbled and nearly ended up disastrously for the Lancers. And we're going to see what the flag... It can't be no yards because it was fumbled. And that becomes kind of a fire drill at that point. But there was a flag on the play as well. And we're just waiting for the officials. Wow, and the penalty is on Windsor as well. And that's going to be a safety. Wait. Oh, no, it is a turnover. So Queens does get the football, and they get it at the 5-yard line. Matt Driver, maybe the most consequential punt of his career. That play started for Queens at their own 20-yard line. And they're going to start this drive at the Windsor 5. First and goal from the 5-yard line. Ethan Dahl, your tailback. He got it down to the 1 last time he was in this situation. But he's going to slip out of the backfield here. Vrake picked off at the 1. An absolutely brutal sequence there. As the Gales get a gift and give it right back. And I don't know what the design was on that, let's say. But it certainly did not go to plan. The good news is it'll be first and 10 from the 1. But that should have been Queens taking the lead. And instead they've squandered a golden opportunity at a time when they should be hitting on all cylinders. First and 10. Liam Talbot taken down right at the 1. James Gillingham, great play there. Another certified banger from number 15. So the Gales may be able to salvage 2 points out of this. But just a brutal offensive series. As we will get one final play here in our third quarter. It is second and 10.5 from the 1 yard line of the Lancers. Timeout issued to the Lancers. So let's play one more word from our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. And when we come back, we will get what could be a very consequential second and long from the Gales.
Each issue of the Queen's Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queen's community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queen's Explosives Test Facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue.
We are back. If you're just joining us, folks, it is a tight ball game here. Windsor leads 21-17. Queens squandering a golden opportunity. They had generated a turnover at the Windsor 5 and gave it right back at the 1. And now Windsor, second and long from their own 1, trying to avoid a safety, which would make this a 2-point ball game. Pass from Nick Domovsky is going to be caught. And Jacob Baldwin with a Baldwin body slam. But it's probably not going to do much to avoid the inevitable safety. So we are going to enter the fourth quarter with a 4-point deficit for the good guys as they trail 21-17. And we have got what could be our fourth and final quarter of football action incoming. Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. We will see you folks shortly. A little bit of music, and we're back with what could be the most important quarter of the regular season for your Queens Gales as they trail here at Richardson.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action, brought to you by the Grad Club.
We are back with fourth quarter football action, and folks, the Laurier Golden Hawks are trouncing the Western Mustangs in Western's barn. It's a 36-3 ball game as Western is going to end up the number 2 seed and lose their first home game since 2014. Laurier, every bit the formidable foe we expected them to be. Windsor is going to likely concede a safety here, although they do have the wind at their back should they choose to punt this. It's a 4-point ball game here. 21-17 is your score. Windsor is also happy to let the clock run as long as possible. They'll take a delay of game, which why not? Kill some clock. You're giving up 2 points all the same. Queens, not a great effort so far. Definitely one of their weaker games on the season. They've struggled here at home. Oh my gosh, it's 42-3. Laurier ruining Western. Minder, Queens kept it within 2 scores of Laurier. Western is down by 39. Lidster is going to concede the safety here. Ottawa down 13-7 to Toronto. Ottawa loses. They are done. D-O-N-E, done. McMaster up 10 over Carleton starting the fourth quarter. McMaster looking like they will slot in to the playoffs. And Guelph with a narrow three-point lead over York. York playing for their first playoff appearance since 2015, so a 10-year drought. They're hoping to end today. The Gaels are hoping to end this offensive drought of sorts, as it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 35 after a pretty disastrous last offensive drive. Gaels trail by two. Handoff to Jared Kasari, number 29, looking for whatever he can find, and that's a good veteran hard-nosed run from one of the very best to ever do it for the Gaels. Second on the regular season rushing list for Queens history. Will end today with probably closer to 3,200 career rushing yards. And as of right now, the Gaels have got a second and about two from the 43. Ethan Dahl, short yardage, is your tailback. Hand off to Dahl, and Dahl will get the first down. Queens keeping it on the ground and getting some forward offensive momentum there. So it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 46-yard line. Two-point ball game here. Windsor 21, Queens 19. Gaels, two touchdowns have come courtesy of Cedric Smith and then a sneak from Anthony Leo. Breaking, dropping back. That ball is tipped. Oh, and Jack Ashby-Jacobs very nearly made an outstanding hustle play. But the difference today has been Windsor's offensive line has been solid as a rock, and Queens has not quite been able to withstand the intense pressure, as Raken has had a lot of hands in his face. He's been hurried. He's been hit. He's had to evade a lot of possible sack scenarios. And he just has not looked his uber-efficient, hyper-accurate self for that reason. Second and 10 from the Queens 46. Play-action pass. Raken has got some time here. He's going to step up, scramble. Logan Walton, great grab on the left-hand sideline. Toes down, out of bounds. First down for the Gaels. And they are now moving into Windsor territory. Number 12 to number 13 there. And that is a great first down pass and catch from Vraken to Walton. First and 10, and Vraken has got Mateo Tuioti, number 87. You are a problem. Huge first down sets up a goal scenario for the Gaels, as Mateo Tuioti shows why he is the best H-back in the country. He has got this offense back to where their last drive ended, on the 5-yard line of the Lancers. Let's see what Queens can draw up here. Multiple men in motion, but this is a run fit. Handoff to Dahl, and Dahl is going to get absolutely nothing. Windsor read that one like a book. So we will now have a second and goal from probably closer to the 6 when all is said and done. And I'm going to keep trying to provide you with these on-the-fly score updates, folks, because there are a lot of very, wow, loss of 3, second and goal from the 8. There are a lot of very meaningful games being played across Ontario today. This is, given the lopsided status of one of them, probably the most important game now. Vraken under pressure. See ya! Alex Vraken into the end zone. The Gaels are back in front. Number 12. Talk yo talk. Let him hang, young man. Gutsy play right up the middle of this stout Windsor defense. Way to be, number 12. Way to be. Vraken's second rushing touchdown of the season. His first was on this very field in overtime against the Mustangs. This one just as important here on homecoming. Great drive there. And I said that if this offense was going to get it in gear, it needed to be an Alex Vrakin game. Well, he is stepping up and showing out here as the Gales are going to go for two. I like it. I would do exactly this if I were in their shoes. I agree with this call wholeheartedly, especially while you have such a strong offensive momentum. Two-point convert here. 5 yards to go. Gales looking for two to make it a six-point ball game. Vrakin is going to pass. And that is going to be incomplete, so it will stay a four-point game, albeit with the Gales on the positive side of it. I will agree with that call. I like the aggressiveness there. It may not have worked out, but it was a great decision. And my, oh my, we have got a classic on our hands here. Queens leads 25-21. Laurier is up 50-3 against the Mustangs as my friend here in the booth has a big wide smile on her face. Western Hate Watch is commencing. They are smoking that pack today, no doubt about it, as Western getting whomped. Ottawa down by 9 to the Toronto Varsity Blues in what has been a free fall for the GGs ever since that close Laurier loss. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one deep. Going to be caught at the 9-yard line by the Lancers. And they have got some space on the right-hand side, and that's going to be a good kick return. Tackled up just over the 30-yard line. If you're just joining us, folks, call your friends. Tell them to tune on in to CFRC because we've got a great game on our hands to close out the Gales regular season. 25-21 is your current scoreline. The Gales lead by 4. And if you have a keen sense of history, this was the exact score of the OUA quarterfinal game last year. Queens 25, Windsor 21. Mind you, Queens got to 25 with 5 seconds on the clock, so Windsor's got a lot of time to make something happen here. Nick Domovsky with Wiebe Mambo. He's going to hand it, fake it to Mambo. Under pressure, Oliver Jackson getting in the quarterback's face, making him turf that ball. 2nd and 10 coming up from the Windsor 30-yard line. As the Gales, who were looking listless and lifeless after that interception, have got a new lease on life here in front of a, my goodness, just about sold out Richardson Stadium for homecoming. Over, looks like 7,000, maybe 8,000 people crammed into Richardson here today. 2nd and 10. Domofsky's got multiple men in motion on the left-hand side. Domofsky is looking over the middle. He's going to complete it to Mambo, and Mambo not going to happen, swallowed up by this tremendous Gales defense, and that is going to set up a punting situation, and this Queens offense has a great chance to finish the fight, something they couldn't do with Western. They need to do it today with Windsor. They need to win this game, because if they do, they set up a semifinal showdown, if they make it there, with the Western Mustangs. And oh me, oh my, is that going to be fun? Lidster's punt is blocked. He still gets decent yardage on it, but it's going to be scooped up by Noah Gross. Noah Gross, number 19. What a special team sequence. The graduating senior, Noah Gross, scoops and scurries and picks up a great gain. As Queens, we are going to see what these flags are for, but I suspect they are no yards or something on the Lancers, as the Queens offense is going to have outstanding field position. What a blocked punt! We saw Windsor block a punt last week and turn it into 6 against the GGs. They didn't give up 6 here, but Noah Gross has got the Queens offense starting this drive inside the Windsor 35 in what's been an awesome football game. 25-21 is your score. Gales lead by 4. Multiple men in motion. Handoff to Jared Kasari. and he is not going to find much purchase there. Maybe a yard or two up the middle, but not much more. Fourth quarter brought to you by our friends at the Grad Club. Whew. Took me a minute to even take a breath there with how fast and furious this action has been, but we really do truly want to thank our friends at the Grad Club. They have been outstanding long-term sponsors for Gale's Game Day on CFRC. We do a lot of cross-promoting with them. Great event venue, welcoming space, outstanding staff, a safe space as well for the Kingston queer and arts community. They do a great job there. You should check them out. And you should check out this second and long draw play to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari making men miss, cutting through the middle, powering forward. Jared Kasari, first down for the Gales as they are moving and grooving. What a gutsy call on second and long. And it pays immediate dividends as the Gales are on the precipice of six once more. It will be, wow, pretty much perfect positioning. First and 10 from the 11, so they can get a first down and end up in goal situation. Three men on the left for Vraken. He is looking left. He is under pressure. The ball is tipped from behind again, but thankfully falls harmlessly to the turf. And they've struggled with that blindside pass rush here today, and it nearly had disastrous results. If you're the Gales, you can settle for three, but you want six. Six puts you up 10. Three puts you up 7. But nothing is not preferable, so maybe play smart on this one. Second and 10 from the Windsor 11. Vraken with three men in motion on the left. Hand off to Jared Kasari again. And you know what? Good gain up the middle for Jared Kasari. Won't be a first down, but will center the ball and give a very makeable field goal for Tyler Mullen. Another halfback draw there. So it will be a Tyler Mullen field goal from 12, 13 yards. Trying to make this a 7-point ball game. Snap is good. Hold is good. And the kick is through. Gales up 28-21. And we are going to throw to a quick word from our fourth quarter sponsor, our friends at the Grad Club.
Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
We are back in action here. If you're just joining us, Gales lead 28-21 with 7.5 minutes to play here in our fourth quarter. Windsor first and 10 from their 35. Nick Domofsky is going to sling this one on the run, complete for a first down on the right-hand side, right at the 50-yard line of the Lancers. Windsor has been so good on the ground today, but their passing offense has been hit and miss. But probably a better passing performance than we've seen from them over the last couple weeks, and they are in hurry-up mode. First and 10 coming up from the Lancer 50-yard line. Three eligible receivers on the left for Domofsky. Tyreek Quason, number 13, in single coverage on the right. Mambo, your tailback. Hand off to Mambo, and Mambo is going to be met by, guess who, folks? Number 30, Jacob Baldwin. What an incredible season number 30's been having, and today has been arguably his best game. He has an interception, a deflection, a number of tackles, a TFL. This kid, second year, first of eligibility. The great Justin Pace once told me that he felt Jacob Baldwin's ceiling may be higher than even his own, and he's living up to those expectations here. 6 minutes to play, 7-point difference on the scoreboard, 28-21 for the Gales. Domofsky's pass is complete, And it will be very close to first down yardage. Jared Seaway, another great graduating player with the tackle. But after the first down is tallied. So Windsor is moving here. First and 10 coming up from the exactly at the Queen's 50-yard line. Some good middle distance passing completions from Nick Domovsky, who may be the best quarterback Windsor has had in quite some time. It's been a constant struggle for the Lancers finding top-tier quarterback play. Domovsky has looked good here. He's going to hand this one off to Liam Talbot, and Talbot running hard will not pick up a first down, but will get about seven or so on that first and 10 handoff. 5 minutes remaining in our fourth quarter of football action, but with how this game is progressing, we could be, like with week one, in store for more. I don't know if it'll be four more overtime periods, but we are definitely on pace for a fantastic finish here at Richardson. Second and 3 coming up from the Queen's 43-yard line. Mambo, your tailback. Domovsky with three eligible receivers on the right-hand side. Tariq Quason in single coverage with Ian St. Arnaud on the left. It's a little pitch to Mambo. And Mambo has got space and pace, and he will be out of bounds. James Gillingham tried to... Guys, we got a little bit of incidental contact down there. Don't say anything you're going to regret to that young Gales player there. Wigbe Mambo, huge first down, has got Windsor and Gales territory. Windsor cannot settle for three, though. They need seven to tie this ball game. 4.5 minutes on the clock, 7-point deficit for the Lancers. Gales trying to cling to this one touchdown lead and provide a happy homecoming to the thousands on hand here at Richardson. It is a heavy formation, a big run fit for the Lancers, but it is going to be a pass from Domovsky. Domovsky is under pressure, rolling right. He is going to complete that one, and the Gales are struggling to tackle, and that's going to result in a first down for the Lancers. First and goal coming up with less than 4 minutes to play. This is kind of the inverse of last week's, or sorry, 2 weeks ago, Queens versus Guelph, where this time it's the opponent driving down to tie the ball game and pick up all the momentum. First and goal from the 6-yard line of the Gales. 3.5 minutes to play. Still lots of timeouts on both sidelines. Talbot, your tailback. Domovsky in at quarterback. Hand off to Talbot. Talbot is going to follow his blockers and pick up with forward progress. Probably 4 yards or so. Maybe three, depending on the spot, as we approach the 3-minute warning. And it's tight tummy tension time here at Richardson. Everybody afraid to exhale, worried that maybe that breath will be enough to push the Lancers through the middle of this Queens defense. Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Queens leads by 7. Domovsky under center, Talbot your tailback, as Windsor is going to take a timeout, trying to get the Gales jumping. And we will take a timeout to play one final word from our fourth quarter sponsor, our friends at the Grad Club. It is 28-21, 2.5 minutes to play. Text your friends, tell them to tune on in, because we've got one fantastic finish in store.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
Well, here we go, folks. It is second and goal from the 2-yard line. When the Lancers finish this time out, they will have a chance to tie this football game here on homecoming. And it's been a back-and-forth battle worthy of that third-place mantle, as the Laurier Golden Hawks are going to secure first place. That game is so far out of reach. you give Western 20-foot-long arms, and they'd still be far out of grasp. Ottawa has tied it up with Toronto. Windsor tries to tie it up here. Domovsky into the end zone. As that is a 28. Well, we'll see if they can make the extra point. It'll be a tie ball game. There is a flag down. I'm guessing it's UC on somebody and sportsmanlike conduct. As they figure that out, let me give you the rundown on the out-of-town scores. Guelph up by 7, 27-20 over York. McMaster up by 6, 38-32 over Carleton in a game that McMaster must win to make the playoffs. Western down 50-3 to Laurier, getting absolutely railroaded. Toronto and Ottawa are tied at 16. You are on Queens. So that is going to very potentially, possibly put Windsor in single point territory. With the wind at their back, Windsor could take the lead on this next kickoff because of Queens' unnecessary roughness. Not where you want to be for the Gaels. So we've got a tie ball game in Ottawa, 16-16. GGs must win if they want to make the playoffs. We've got a tie ball game here, but maybe not for much longer if Windsor's able to kick this out of the end zone. We've got a six-point game in Hamilton as McMaster leads 38-32, and we've got a seven-point game in Guelph. Out of all the games, the only one that's not close is the Mustangs and the Golden Hawks, which I don't think anybody would have predicted, except for maybe me. I kind of had a feeling that was going to be the case. But, wow. What a hilarious outcome for Western. Queens trying to avoid a momentum-killing final few minutes here at Richardson. You know Lidster's going to put his whole leg into this one and try and give his guys a one-point lead. Queens will have 2.5 minutes on the clock to make it down the field. They can settle for a field goal, but it's worth noting that Tyler Mullen would be kicking into the wind here. So the Gaels have really backed themselves into a corner, trying to finish out their home schedule with a 2-2 record. They went a perfect 4-0 on the road. As this is a game that, like almost every other in Ontario, is going to come down to the final few moments. As Ottawa has taken the lead against Toronto, so the GGs may be able to sneak their way into the playoffs after trailing for almost the entirety of that contest. We will have a home playoff game here next week. Who we play is still TBA, especially if the Gaels can't get it done and finish fourth as opposed to third. It'll be likely one of the Ottawa teams if the Gaels can't close this one out. It's a good kick from Lidster, and that is a single point. As I predicted, their best offensive player is their kicker, and that has been the case for 5 years. And now the Gaels trail by one with 2.5 minutes to play, and it was disciplinary issues that cost them the 15 yards that made that kick uncatchable, as Laurier has added a coup de grace. 53-3, Guelph has defeated the York Lions. Oh, never mind. Okay. So it is not a rouge, but rather Queens gets inadvantageous field positioning 15 yards further back, first and 10 from their own 20. So here we go. No margin for error here. Hand off to Jared Kasari on first down. Short gain, but one that will set up a second and manageable tie ball game here. 28-28, 2.5 minutes to play. Guelph has punched their playoff ticket. York will after a promising season, finished with that same 2-6 record that they finished last year with. Second and 5 for the Gales from their own 25-yard line. Breaking under pressure, rolling left, looking for Mateo Tuioti. Ah, in and out of his hands. That's been the story of today for this Queens offense. And now the defense must stop. And not just stop them from scoring a touchdown, stop them, period. A field goal is enough to win this game as the Queens offense goes 2 and out when it matters most. As Windsor will get the ball back with 2 minutes on the clock. And probably some pretty decent field position to boot. As the Gales are going to have to, if they can't pull this one off, take a long, hard look in the mirror before next week's home playoff game. Driver's punt will bounce across the 40-yard line. Liam Talbot is going to get a good return, being pursued by Jace Baldwin. Oh, come on! Nice move, number 21. You just cost your team 15 yards because you slap the player in the face after you're out of bounds. Liam Talbot, one of the stupidest plays I've seen in a long time here. I don't know what he was thinking. He would have had that ball at the 40. Instead, Lancers are going to start at the 25 because number 21 made a dumb play. These two teams, it seems like neither one of them wants to win this game. What a stupid decision there. And now Windsor would have had a starting field position around the 40. He would have needed 20 yards to get into range for Brady Lidster. Instead, you're going to start at your 25, and you need to put together some big plays to get into range for Lidster to win it. I don't know what he was thinking. He might not have been. But that's the kind of play that gets you put far down the bench. First and 10 for the Lancers from their own 25-yard line. Hand off to Wiebe Mambo, and Mambo is stopped up by number 55, Scary Steve. A nightmare for ball carriers there, and that's a huge TFL. That is a huge tackle, 2-yard gain. If the Gales can generate a 2-and-out here, they are back in the driver's seat with a chance to put this game to bed. Second and 8. From the 32-yard line, Domovsky complete. And that is going to be a first down. They are back to where this drive would have started. Oliver Jackson very nearly got a hand on that one. Domovsky managed to fit it in a tight window and just get it to where it needed to be. So it's going to be first and 10 from the Windsor 42. Minute and a half remains here in our fourth quarter of football action. Windsor looking to drive to win the game. Hand off to Mambo. You know who it's going to. And that's a good gain on first down, setting up a second and 4 or so. As everyone here takes a exhale, big second and 4 coming up. 10 more yards puts you in makeable range for Brady Lidster. Windsor trying to break the Gales' heart here at homecoming. Queens looking to rise to the occasion. Domovsky has got 3 receivers on the right, 1 on the left. Mambo is going to take the handoff, and Mambo is going to be short, but it's going to be close, and they are going to give him the first. The Gales squander a golden opportunity there, and time is running. Ball is at midfield, not far to go to be in range for Brady Lidster. First and 10. At the 55, 50 seconds on the clock. Desperation situation. Domovsky is going to pass. He's under pressure. And he's dropped that one. There is a flag down at the location. And I wonder if that's going to be illegal use of hands or pass interference on the Gaels. Ian St. Arnaud gesturing that it's against the Lancers. I suspect it's on the Gaels, and that might be enough to move them in field goal range. Yep, penalty on the Gaels. That's a good call. And that might be the ball game. Now, you know, if the Gaels lose this one, they did it themselves. Nothing else to say. That's simply how it is. As Windsor's going to hand it off, move it a little bit closer for Brady Lidster, and let number 83 do what he does all career, score for his team. Hand off to Mambo. Mambo is stopped by Oliver Jackson, and he won't pick up much in the way of yardage. In fact, he will pick up nothing, maybe a yard. As the Gaels are in trouble here, we do have a player down. So we will take a quick moment to hear one final word from our sponsor, our friends at the Grad Club.
Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
We are back. Number 61 for the Lancers still down on the turf. We're just looking to get some final scores here. McMaster has survived. They prevail. They beat the Carlton Ravens 41-39. So Mac is in. Western has at least added a touchdown to make it a little more presentable. But they are going to lose by 40 points to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Ottawa has defeated the Toronto Varsity Blues. So Ottawa has, after being down the entire game, come back to win, and they will make the playoffs with a 4-4 record. So they very well, if Queens does not win here today, it will be Ottawa and Queens next week, 5-4. I'm kind of surprised Windsor hasn't just brought out Brady Lidster yet, because a fumble will kill your chances to win. But we have got a clearer picture of the OUA playoff race. And I will break that down for you likely after this next play. So here we go. Second and 9 for the Lancers. Hand off to Andrew Talbot, and Talbot is just going to go down at the 40-yard line, setting up a makeable field goal for Brady Lidster, which would put the Lancers up. And my prediction was almost correct. I had Queens beating Windsor. If they don't pull it out, they will finish fourth, and they will play the Ottawa Gee-Gees. Windsor will play the McMaster Marauders, and Guelph will play the Western Mustangs. So we've got our playoff matchups mostly set here, as Carleton and York will miss out on the playoffs. Laurier will get the bye. Western will host Guelph. We know that for sure. Whoever wins this game will host McMaster next week. Whoever loses this game will host Ottawa. Brady Lidster is on to try and put the Lancers up big with 28 seconds on the clock. A 50-yarder. And it's good. Windsor's up, and Queens did it to themselves. 31-28. 23 seconds on the clock. The Gales start at their 35. Whew. Try and tie this ball game. They do have some timeouts to spare. But it looks like they may elect to return this kick. At least they've got the kick return team on the field. I admit, I'm kind of surprised. I figured they'd take the ball. But Windsor is up by three. That goal line interception may be the difference in this game, and interceptions have been the story of these Windsor and Queens games. The Gales will elect to return this kick. We'll see if that's a good decision or not. They would have had the option to take the ball at their 35-yard line. And it's a great kick. So Queens may, they're going to have to return it. They can't give up the single. Russell Weir carving through the middle of this defense, but he is going to be short of where they would have started if they had just taken the ball, and they killed 10 seconds off the clock. So maybe not the best decision. Well, here we go. 31-28. Queens will start not even at their own 30-yard line, so they've got extra long to go, and they don't have long to get there. This may be the ball game. Trips on the left-hand side. Two receivers on the right. Braken is going to have to sling this one. And he gets sacked, and that's it. That's the ball game. Queens is going to lose this one. Barring the most shocking play in team history. Braken dropping back. Complete to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Hook and ladder to Cedric Smith. Lateral to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari not going to be able to do anything with it, and Queens will lose. And they have no one to blame but themselves. And it's to a team that they hate. They simply hate. Well, the good news is, in the grand scheme of things, it won't matter much, as we will have a home playoff game next week. And it will be against the Ottawa Gee-Gees, 1 p.m. But you can't help but feel that Queens left a lot on the table here with a goal line interception that absolutely killed them. And that ended up being the difference. However, we will get Queens versus Ottawa next week, which is at least fun for me. And then if Queens wins that, they go on the road to Western. Or sorry, they go on the road to Laurier. A disappointing end to a game that they quite frankly should have won. And it's going to raise some big questions about this team now that they're into the playoffs and they're playing those elite teams. A difficult end to an otherwise fantastic day of football action. Your Queens Gales come up short, 31-28, and what was not their finest performance. And Windsor, they will make the long trip back, but it will be a rapturous one, a joyous one. The Gales, I don't think, will be in a partying mood as they lose by a field goal to a team that they hate, I hate, and most of the league hates in the Windsor Lancers. Wow, Laurier has crossed the 60-point threshold against the Western Mustangs, so at least somebody's having a worse day than Queens. Folks, that will be it for our homecoming broadcast. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you will stay tuned to CFRC. We got a lot of great stuff coming up for you later this evening. It has been an absolute trip this year to be there with you, so thank you for joining me on this entire outstanding journey. Remember that we will have a football game next weekend at 1 p.m. Of course, I will be live at 12:45 for your Grad Club pregame show. As for the Gales, like I said, it's going to be a tough week. That is a big momentum losing game for them. They came in hot as hot can be, and I think that might have knocked them off their access just a little bit. Stay tuned, folks, as well. We will have a promo for you hyping up next week's game against the Ottawa GGs. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your continuous support for Gales Game Day on CFRC. And I hope you'll join me again next week for our playoff matchup here at Richardson against the Ottawa GGs.
The Queens Gales are back in the OUA playoffs. The journey to the Yates Cup begins on Saturday, October 25th at home against the Ottawa GGs, and the stakes have never been higher. In the playoffs, the margin for error is razor thin. One play can make all the difference between elation,
a touchdown for the Gales,
and devastation. CFRC's coverage begins at 12:45 with the Rad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. It's all or nothing, and you can't afford to miss it.
Beats has put it away!
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Endless Summer, the second single from the Petras, capturing the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. This release also marks the first single off the Petras' upcoming full-length album. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Endless Summer by the Petras right now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Seth W.J. Hunt's new album, Almost Famous, Almost 25, a collection of songs about heartbreak, anxiety, and the search for self-worth. Written in New York City and recorded in Kingston, the album tells stories of love, loss, and trying to find where you fit in. The music is honest and melodic, blending raw emotion with classic influences from The Strokes, Ryan Adams, The Cure, Oasis, and The Beatles. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Almost Famous, Almost 25 by Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it now called Lose My Head with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think I like this light. I think you like it too. Sitting in the park, people watching, I'll talk shit to you. Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull, but you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone I know. Been thinking about my drinking, say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it, and I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times.
Neighborhood, you and I enjoy these times.